One of the most common criticisms of the Quran by polemicists, particularly Christians, is that the name of God, Yahweh, found in the Torah is simply not there in the Quran. So Allah is the name of God in the Quran, not Yahweh. And this, of course, for them is a big problem. I'm happy to say that Dr. Ali Atai, who had the immense privilege of talking with on Friday, he can read and write Biblical Hebrew, Biblical Greek, Arabic, obviously English, Persian, and he's an expert on the Bible and the Quran. And here's a short extract from the video you can see on YouTube. I'll link it in the description below, where he responds to this criticism that the name of God in the Quran is Allah, not Yahweh. And having listened to this carefully, I personally find Dr. Ali Atai's comments and analysis to be completely convincing. And if I didn't think they were convincing, I would say so, but I happen to think they are, and they effectively deal with this issue once and for all. So I hope people will pay attention to what he says and take it on board, and perhaps we can move on from this issue, which is basically a red herring. Okay, enjoy.
Verse 8, he says, I am the Lord, Ani Adonai Hu Shmi. I am Yod He Vav He, the Tetragrammaton. That is my name. I will not give my glory to another, nor share my praise with carved idols. Now, a critic will say here, but the name of God in the Quran is Allah. It's not Yahweh. So here's my response to this. The word Yahweh is a human invention. In the Tanakh, the name of God is represented by four letters, Yod He Vav He. It's called the Tetragrammaton, the Shem HaMeforash. Nobody knows how to pronounce these letters or what they really mean. The words Yahweh or Jehovah are fabrications of the Tetragrammaton that are not scriptural. However, sometimes in the Tanakh, the Tetragrammaton is abbreviated as Hu or Ho in Hebrew, with the two middle letters, the He and the Wow, the He and the Vav. These are the prominent letters of the Tetragrammaton. For example, and I mentioned this last time as well, the name Joshua, Yehoshua, the Lord of salvation, He and Vav, Yehoshua. The name Elijah, Eliyahu, my God is the Lord, Hu, He and Vav. The Quran says, Allahu la ilaha illa huwal, Allahu la ilaha illa hu, God, there is no God but Hu, the Ha and the Wow, same letters. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, right? Say, Huwa is God, the one and only. So this is confirmed in the Quran. You know, it's a bit strange to me that Christians claim that Emmanuel, mentioned in Isaiah 7:14, is a prophecy of Jesus. This is what Matthew says. But Jesus' name was not Emmanuel. It was Jesus. The names Emmanuel and Jesus have nothing in common. The response would be, well, the meaning of Emmanuel applies to Jesus. Okay, so what is the meaning of the Tetragrammaton? Well, nobody knows definitively, but the dominant opinion is that it probably has something to do with eternality, that God is. Okay, fine. That meaning is also in the Quran. Okay, Allahu la ilaha illa hu al-hayyul qayyum. That's the first sentence of Ayatul Kursi, the verse of the throne, chapter 2, verse 255. God, there is no God but who, he, the living, al-hay, the living, meaning the eternal, the self-subsisting. So in that first line, you have the meaning of al-ismul a'zam, Hashem ha-meforash. So the Tetragrammaton is confirmed in the Quran, both in its articulation as well as in its meaning. Lafdan wa fil ma'na. Huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Okay. And obviously we can talk about that later. That's a different topic, but this is a very common trope, right? Allah is not the Tetragrammaton. The name of God is Yahweh. The word Yahweh does not appear anywhere in the Bible. You've added these vowels.
As it's interesting that, that Christians, I agree, I hear this all the time, but of course the word Yahweh is never mentioned in the New Testament either. It's not as if the Gospels have this word around. Paul never mentions the word Yahweh or anyone else. So it's really absent from the New Testament.
Yeah, so we'll use the same, you know, the Christian, again, the Christian will say Emmanuel is not the name of Jesus. Oh, that's what his name means. Okay, then fine. What does Yahweh mean? It probably means Yihveh, which means to be. It's the present tense verb of the verb chava, which means to be, meaning God is eternal. And that meaning is also found in the Quran.